All right. Patrick Metzger is in the house. How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful today.
Patrick is a professional EOS implementer, also a keynote speaker, and we're going to talk a little bit about clarity and vision today. You know, who do you typically help? Talk a little bit about, a group that you'd come in to say, gosh, good company, a lot of good people, great product, but just need a little more to get across the finish line.
Yeah, the kind of companies that I really focus on working with, number one is small to medium-sized businesses, so anywhere from a few employees to maybe even several hundred. And then really they kind of fall into two buckets. One bucket being they're really having trouble scaling, growing. They've just hit kind of a ceiling, not sure how to break through it, not sure how to gain just some traction and get moving. Or else the other side of the coin is a company that's really kind of like a rocket ship taking off and just needs to kind of stay on the rails, per se, and just needs a framework to do that.
In my mind, without clarity and vision, I mean, company, individual, whoever you're talking about, you're spinning your wheels. I mean, they're essential, aren't they, to just, otherwise you're just going to kind of, bounce off the walls and not necessarily have a direction of where you're going, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you see that so many times in small entrepreneurial companies, like the ones that I work with. You typically have a visionary or an owner that starts a company because they're very skilled at something. They add more employees. They add more employees. They're up to 5-10 employees before they know it. They've organically created a lot of processes that maybe don't work, or they hit that ceiling then where they need a better vision. They need a better framework. They need better processes in order to really kind of take that next step, because they're a tradesman, they're a skilled worker, but they're not necessarily a great business person. And once you hit that kind of that ceiling and that magic point, you have to be a better business person than you are.
What comes first, clarity or vision?
Well, how we attack things within EOS when I come into a company is we establish traction first, we always say. So you have to have traction before the vision component, actually. So the first day I come in with a business, start working with them, we immediately identify things like ideal business structure. We develop a scorecard so that they can track the appropriate metrics, KPIs, things like that. We start talking about biggest, what we call rocks, or the biggest issues, obstacles they need to start tackling. Then when I actually come back the second day, then we start diving into the actual vision piece, because you need to establish that discipline, accountability, focus before you ever really start talking vision. And that's where a lot of people make the mistake, is they have this grandiose idea of what they need for a vision, and they just get stuck there, and then they don't know how to execute it.
So it has to be achievable. It has to be tied to everything you're doing, not some grandiose, we want to be the next Google or something.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And everything has to run through your vision and values, and that's really where we start with companies. Once we get them moving after that first day, is we start establishing things like your values, what is your core focus, your 10-year target. We start to break that down and then identify where do you need to go in the next 90 days and what are your biggest issues that are going to hold you back from getting there.
So is a mission statement part of that?
Yeah. Mission statement, we actually call that our core focus. So that core focus really is made up of two different pieces. The first part is really the why, or what we call a purpose, cause, passion. And businesses, you look at your most successful businesses in the world, your Silicon Valley type companies, your Apple, your Google. It's not about putting a phone in someone's hands. It's not about just giving them information. It's really about empowering people and changing their lives completely. So they have a very, 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 very deep why. If you've ever read Simon Sinek's book, Start With Why, it's a fantastic read on really diving into why you really do things personally, professionally. What are you really truly about? So you have to establish that. And then we also talk about the what, or the niche. So what does a company do really, really well? And how do we keep you really laser focused on that, so you aren't chasing all those shiny objects within your business?
Makes sense. How do you help companies get into the long-term planning process? Let's just shut everything off here on the day-to-day and let's go to a 10-year target.
Yep. Well, companies really struggle with two things. They have trouble working on their business versus working in their business. And a lot of companies work in it, they work in it, they work in it every day, and they neglect to work on their business. And before you know it, they don't know really who they are. They don't know where they're really going. So we want to set the sales first as far as what is that long-term, what we call 10-year target or BHAG, if you're familiar with Jim Collins, you know, the big, hairy, audacious goal of, you know, in a dream world, where do you really want to take your business to? And then we really start to break that down into what we call a 3-year picture and a 1-year plan, where we start getting really granular on, you know, what's the revenue you want to be at? What are the measurables you need to hit? What does your business really look and feel like when you finally get to that point?
And this is everybody in the company.
This is, we start with just the leadership team because they have to buy into this whole concept first. Everyone on your leadership team has to see the vision. They have to be super clear on it before you can ever start rolling down any of that to the rest of your employees. And that's where a lot of companies drop the ball and make mistakes, and why employees quit and leave is because they don't know really who their company is, what they're about, and more so where they really fit into the whole puzzle of it all.
Interesting. How do business owners start? You know, where do they start? What should be job one? Finding the vision and clarity within their organization to get everyone on the same page.
Yep. Honestly, you know, bring somebody like myself in to do a free 90-minute meeting for your business. And what we'll do is we'll sift through all that stuff. So we'll take 90 minutes to literally talk through where is your business currently at? What are the obstacles, challenges that you're dealing with? Where do you want to get to? And then I take them through all the tools that I'll actually use within their company and show them exactly how we can do that.
So you said a magic word there, free?
It's free, yep. Yep, I'll take literally 90 minutes to sometimes 2 hours to come in, sit down with a leadership team, and really hack through everything that's great about your business, everything that's not so great, and say, hey, here's how we can fix it, and here's the proven system that that will work to fix it.
Fascinating. Patrick Metzger is with us. You know, we at Flag Family Media really have a soft spot for small businesses, you know, and helping them any way we can. So whenever we have resources available to us that can help you, we want to let you know about them. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. Same thing we do with each of our relationships with our advertisers. We're coming in there not to sell them advertising, to help them grow their business, you know. So I love what you do, Patrick, that's for sure, and it can help a lot. Tell folks how they can schedule one of those free 90-minute meetings and learn more about what you do every day.
Yeah, absolutely. The best way is to hit my website, patrick-metzger.com. If you go up in the top right, you can schedule a free call with me, talk through a little bit about what's going on. We can nail down a time when it works best for me to come in and meet with your company, whether in person or virtually.
Sounds great. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
Professional EOS implementer and keynote speaker, Patrick Metzger, with us on What's On Your Mind.